You know, it's genuinely exciting to see how the U.S. government, particularly under the Trump administration, is completely reshaping how we approach artificial intelligence. We're finally moving past those tired, binary debates about heavy oversight versus total freedom, and instead embracing a much more sophisticated, multidimensional advisory framework.
Absolutely. And that shift is crucial because AI regulation simply can't be reduced to a political soundbite. That's why officials have deliberately assembled such a diverse brain trust, pulling in industry leaders, academic researchers, cybersecurity experts, and seasoned policy veterans to ensure these decisions are grounded in reality rather than ideology.
It's such a smart approach. You've got voices from Silicon Valley startups, legacy tech giants, national defense contractors, and independent research institutes all at the table. It really guarantees that whatever policy emerges is actually workable, factoring in real engineering constraints and market dynamics.
Exactly. And at the heart of this new strategy is a clear acknowledgement that AI governance is incredibly complex. We're looking at least 10 overlapping priorities here. Economic growth versus job displacement, data privacy, national security, intellectual property, algorithmic transparency, infrastructure scaling, international competition, ethical alignment, workforce retraining, and regulatory agility.
Wow, that's a lot to juggle. And honestly, it's refreshing that they're openly admitting each of those pillars comes with serious trade-offs. Take export controls, for example. Sure, they might protect our domestic semiconductor supply chains, but they could also slow down crucial global research collaboration.
Precisely. Or consider algorithmic transparency. Demanding it might build public trust, but it also risks exposing proprietary models to reverse engineering and malicious actors. Navigating those intersections requires a multidisciplinary team that can carefully weigh competing interests without sacrificing our long-term technological leadership.
I love that balance. And for the businesses and developers out there, this structured advisory model is a huge win. It signals a much more predictable, coordinated federal strategy that really leans into public-private partnerships.
That's right. Companies should expect updated, standardized guidelines around model safety testing, data sourcing practices, and compliance reporting. But here, that's the key. The administration's strong emphasis on innovation means we aren't going to see blanket bans or overly restrictive licensing frameworks that would stifle domestic development.
That's such a relief. The focus is clearly on creating a competitive environment where American companies can lead the charge in AI research, while still maintaining reasonable, enforceable safety standards. It really shows how much Washington has matured in its approach to emerging technology.
It's a significant maturation, indeed. AI is no longer being treated as a passing software trend or a marketing buzzword. It's finally being recognized for what it truly is. A foundational layer of modern infrastructure.
Exactly. By embracing that complexity and prioritizing expertise-driven, adaptive policy, the U.S. is aiming to build a resilient AI ecosystem, one that protects public interests without choking off economic progress.
And that nuanced, multifaceted framework is exactly what we need to maintain global competitiveness while tackling these intricate ethical and security challenges. If executed well, it will likely set the standard for how other nations structure their own AI governance as the technology continues to evolve at breakneck speed.
I'm genuinely optimistic about where this is heading. It's a thoughtful, forward-looking path that could really shape the future for all of us. Thanks for walking through it.